Okay, today Be'ez Hashem, we're going to conclude the third parak and begin the fourth parak of Maseches Ksubos. So we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Tes. So there are two types of payments that we have that Beis Din can impose upon somebody. One is if you damage somebody, so you have to pay for the damages, and the other is what we call a kanas. So there's mamon and there's kanas. So there are differences in halacha between mamon and kanas. Homer pititi es bito shoploni. The man says, I was mefata a particular girl, but we don't have any witnesses that he did that. He was just moda that he did it. Mishalim boshes begam piatzmo. So he has to pay for boshes begam. Those are mamon payments. Venom mishalim knas, but he does not have to pay knas of 50 shekel for being mefata a girl, because there's a rule that moda beknas pater. That if you are the only, your admission is the only way we know that you are chayiv the knas, so then you're pater from the knas. But moda bemamon, you're absolutely chayiv. Homer ganafti v'tavachti macharti. If a person says, I stole a keves or a shor and I shechted it, or I stole it and then I sold it, mishalim es hakeren al piatzmo. You certainly have to pay the value of the animal that you admitted to stealing, because that's a mamon payment. But the extra payments of kefel and dalid vehei, that you don't have to pay, because that's a kanas, and moda b'kanas is pater. Hamis shori es ploni. If someone says, oh, my ox killed a man, oh, shorish ploni, or my ox killed another ox, certainly you have to pay the value of the person that your ox killed, and you have to pay the value of the ox that your ox killed. That's mamon payments. But if you say my ox killed an eved of so and so, where the halacha is that you pay what's called shloshim shel eved, that there's a flat payment regardless of what the eved is worth of 30 sloim or 30 shkalim, so in a mishalim al piatzmo, that's a knas, and therefore you don't pay that based on your own admission. Zaklal. Any payment that is not correlated to the damage that you did is called a knas, and therefore you're not going to pay that based on your own admission. You're only going to pay it when there are edim to come to Beis Din for Beis Din to be mechayev you. Now we move on to Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. So Mishnah is going to talk about who receives the various payments for when someone is ma'aneh some mafata a girl. Narshin spatsa. If a nara was seduced, boshta pagamo knasa shelaviha. The boshes, the pagam, and the knas all goes to the father. Vatsar batfusa. And if she was raped, then the tsar payment goes to the father. Remember, we learned that if a girl was only seduced and not raped, there is no tsar payment because she went along with it. So by the virtue of that, she's mochel, the tsar element of the payment. If she had a court case before the father died, meaning he was still alive when the Beis Din said that the guy has to pay, harehin shalav, then the payments belong to the father, and therefore meisav harehin shalachin. She doesn't get the payments when the father dies, his yorshim do, and his yorshim are his male children. But if the Hamad Bedin didn't happen while the father was alive, the father was already dead by the time of the Hamad Bedin, even though the crime happened while the father was alive, then the girl gets these payments herself, because the father was not alive when they decided the case. Amda Bedinat Shalom Bagra. If she had an Ahmad Bedin before she became a Bogeres, meaning they were Mechayiv, the guy to pay, while she was still a Nara, and then she became a Bogeres, Harein Shalav, the payments go to the father. Meis Ha'av Harein Shalachin, and if the father dies, it goes to his male inheritors. Lo Espikol Am Bedinat Shabagra. If the crime happened when she was a Nara, but then before the court case happened, she had already become a Bogeres, which means a full-fledged adult, Harein Shalatzma. Well, then, when the Beis Din orders the guy to pay, it's going to be to pay her, not to pay the father. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lo Espikol Ligvos Ad Shemeis Ha'av Harein Shalatzma. Rabbi Shimon says, if she didn't collect the money until the father died, then she gets the payment. Meaning, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the part about his yorshim receiving the payment. The crucial time of when is when the payment is actually made. It's not based on when the Hamad Bedin happened. So if the father was alive at the time of the Hamad Bedin, but he's no longer alive at the time the payment is made, so it never belonged to him. And therefore it goes to the girl and not to his Yorshin, because it never actually belonged to him. Maisi Yodehu Mitziyasa Afal Pishalo Govsa, any Maisi Yodayim work that she made, or any Mitziyah that she may have found, even though she hadn't collected them yet, Meis Ha'av Harein Shalachin, if the father dies, that will in fact go to the brothers, to the Yorshim. So let's review what we learned today. We learned in the last Mishnah of Perek Gimel that if someone says, I was Mefata, the daughter of so-and-so, he pays the Boshas of a guy by his own admission, but you don't pay a Knas by your own admission. And similarly, if a guy says, I stole an animal and I shechted it or sold it, you pay the Keren based on your own admission, but you do not pay the Kefal or the Dal of the Hay based on your own admission, because that's a Knas. If you say, my Shor killed a man or killed another Shor, you do pay the value of that which your Shor killed based on your own admission, but if you say your shor killed an eved, you do not pay the shloshim shekel shel eved by your own admission, because whenever the payment does not equal the damage done, that is called a knas, and the mode of a knas is pater. Then Perek Dal, Mishnah Aleph, we said that when a nara is seduced, the boshes pagam and knas payment goes to the father, and if a nara is raped, boshes pagam, knas, and sar goes to the father. Now, if they had a Hamad Bedin while the father was alive, even though the father subsequently died, that money belonged to the father and therefore goes to his Yorshim. If they, by the time they even had the Hamad Bedin, the father was already dead, the girl is going to get to keep it. Now, if they had a Hamad Bedin before the girl became a Bogeres, when she was still a Nara, so the father is entitled to that payment, and therefore if the father subsequently dies, the money goes to the brothers. But if she became a Bogeres before the Hamad Bedin, then the father was never entitled to that money, she's entitled to the money. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama though, and he says, no, the key time is not the Hamad Bedin, it's the time of the actual collection. So as long as the father is already dead, or she is already a Bogeres, at the time that the money is collected, then she is entitled to that money, and not the Yorshim. Then we had said that the Maisi Yadayim and the Metziah, even if she didn't collect it yet, if the father dies, that's going to go to his Yorshim, that's going to go to the brothers. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Dalid, Mishnah Beis.